The Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers, with deeper understanding of the role of contradiction in our lives. I want to share with you that in Ezekiel's illness, we've been taking care of him, the whole community has, and sometimes it's been very difficult seeing him in pain and trying to meet all his needs. And it's kind of like a 24-hour thing. It started out that way. Now the hours are decreasing where he needs help. But it was definitely an exercise in patience and humility for the last week or so. And I wasn't taking it very well at first. I mean, I took it well for a couple of days, but when it went beyond that point, I started getting resentment. I was very ashamed of myself. And I got into prayer last night. The Lord helped me to see myself better and to see that I had resentment. And I was not at all perfected in charity. I was not the way I should have been. And I ask his forgiveness and your forgiveness as well for being a very bad example. So when I came into prayer today with everyone in our afternoon rosary and Divine Mercy Chaplet, I shared with them how the Lord had convicted me of my lack of charity and that the Lord was allowing this illness and this time of difficulty to perfect all of us in charity. And everyone, we've been taking shifts, taking care of him. And it can get pretty trying at moments. When someone's in pain and they hurt, it's not easy for them to communicate their needs. So I was sharing with them that what the Lord shared with me, that it's time to grow in charity. And we can't grow in charity without some kind of obstacles or lesson that causes us to push ourselves forward past where we're at. So when I came into prayer, the Lord began, "What you have been sensing and feeling is true. This is a season of refinement in the smelter's fire. This is a time of preparation to see where your Christian love is truly at. A time to come to terms with your weaknesses and shortcomings so that you can come to me completely humbled and honest about what you are lacking and ask for my grace to complete you. My precious ones, no one truly knows the condition of their souls until they are tried to their absolute limit. That is when weak places are revealed and heavenly medicine is dispensed to fill them in." So here we are with a great challenge and dilemma, which I have arranged for you to grow in depth and breadth of love. The love of those in this world dims in adversity, but not so with my bride. In adversity, she shines and draws to herself the graces needed by her genuine humility as she reaches the boundaries of her charity and selfless caring. Adversity is good for her and builds her up into my image and stature. Dear ones, how do you ever expect to grow without obstacles to overcome? This is how we do things. You are given the grace to confront them and see what's needed, and then you're given the grace to overcome them. In this, you learn the ins and outs of the dynamics of life and death and holiness. Without these opportunities, you would become spiritual couch potatoes. Heart dwellers, any of you who wish to be part of what I am doing with these poor ragtag souls around the world, expect to face adversity and contradiction every day. You've signed up for it, and I will waste no time preparing you. Yes, it will be uncomfortable, but whoever grew a few inches without a little pain, This is the way things are when you're living in my heart. Everyone is on the fast track of learning who they are in me and what they are capable of with my grace. So try not to become discouraged with these growing pains. Rather, welcome them as a necessary symptom of growing in holiness and embrace them affectionately as I embraced my very own cross. There are many things to learn, and you are in an accelerated class because the times are accelerated in evil as the end of the world as we know it draws near. So understand that these adversities are not a sign of you being outside of my will. Rather, they are a sign of my favor as I draw upon your many gifts to bring them to perfection. You will find that you can rejoice even more and more when you know these contradictions are a sign of my favor in your lives. Handle them with care and learn as much as you can in every situation, knowing that they are a necessary evil to equip you to conquer yourselves and your enemies. And that was the end of his message. I could draw a lot of courage from this message. It really ministered to me, for sure. I want to thank you all, Heart Dwellers, for supporting the mission. We have many outreaches now in different places in the world and in our own area where people are shockingly poor, living in buses and cars and burning sagebrush for heat. And we were just able to purchase more wood. Usually we have to purchase at the beginning of the season and again after Christmas because they go through it. But we're able to, I think, keep something like 21 families in firewood, which is really important. It has been incredibly cold here at night and during the day as well, just bitter, bitter cold. So I thank you for taking care of us and allowing us to have what we need to take care of others. You have been so good to us. Thank you so very much. The Lord bless you all.